It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm your guest host, Marjorie Fiore, for today's show. And we're going to mix things up a little bit today. I'll actually be doing the interviewing, and I'll be interviewing Suzanne Oshima. She's a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. And today we're talking about, it's going to be a so good one, the key signs that he's definitely interested in you. It's going to be so good. But Suzanne, before we jump in, I'd love for you to share with the audience who you serve and why.
Sure. So I help single women transform midlife into their best life and find love again in their next chapter, because I truly want women in midlife to realize that it's never too late. It's never too late to start over, find love again, and really have the best life that you've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're doing is so needed, especially for the demographic that you're focused on, women in midlife. And you know, it's weird because way back, if you think back like in our 20s, dating just seemed so simple and fun and natural. Like, you know, a guy had an interest, he'd ask you out, you started dating, you became officially boyfriend and girlfriend, no Instagram needed, and then you got married. Like, you know, so simple, the way it's naturally supposed to be. But when and why did dating get so complicated?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's funny because, Marjorie, I get asked that question all the time. It's like people will say to me, why can't I just meet someone like how my parents did, you know, and it was so organic and they just dated and then they got married. And, you know, and I get it. We all want that simple, uncomplicated love story. But the problem is, I don't know if it's a problem because there's always good and bad to it. But with the advent of technology, that's what has made things a little bit more complicated, because then you add in technology, you add on online dating, which didn't exist, you know, over 30 years ago, it did not exist. And so a lot of people, if they were single in their 20s and then they were married for 20, 30 years, they've never done online dating. So they don't know how to online date, you know? So it can be really like coming out of a divorce, or maybe your husband passed away, is almost like a deer in the headlights once you've done the healing process and going, oh my God, online dating, what do I do? Right?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, things like the Hallmark Channel don't help. You're not going to move back home and meet the one guy that you had in high school, or we think we have to move like to Kansas and meet some wonderful guy on a farm, or go to Texas and meet our dream cowboy. we say simple, and then we think, well, how does that work? But you know, when you do get into the, you know, you dip your toe into the online dating world, how can you tell if a man is definitely interested in you? What are some of the signs?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, if he reaches out to you, he's interested, right? But it's interesting because a lot of times women will misread as they start to date and get out there, is they misread the signs. Because again, they're not used to this new style of dating that they didn't do in their 20s, right? And so, obviously, if he reaches out the first time, he's interested. Now, how do we know if he's still interested as time goes on? And how the signs that he's interested is, number one, is that he contacts you on a consistent basis. Like whether it's texting, phone calls, that it's consistent. It's not like all of a sudden you don't hear from him and you're like, oh, I guess that one bit the dust. And then all of a sudden he reappears, you know, 3 weeks later and he's like, hey, right? So if a man is definitely interested in you, he will contact you on a consistent basis. The second thing is that he will also ask you out on a consistent basis, whether it's once a week or maybe because you're both so busy, is maybe it's once every 2 weeks. But in between those dates, he's still contacting you on a consistent basis through texting and phone calls. So you don't feel this pull away, that you always feel this presence of him kind of around you, even if he's not physically there.
But how do you know? Okay, so he'll be contacting you more consistently and he'll ask you out. Maybe there's even like an expectation that every Thursday you're going to go out. Like that would be kind of cool. That would put your mind at ease. But how do you know if he's just stringing you along? Like if there's some, are there a few red flags to say, you know, he's really not interested?
Yeah, there definitely are some signs that he could be just stringing you along. Is he could just text you here and there, but never ask you out, right? And you feel that connection, and then you're starting to wonder, is he ever going to ask me out, or is this just going to turn into a texting relationship, right? So they, in this day and age, I think they call it breadcrumbing. I don't even know. I don't even know all the terms, but
But
think
that's a
about it.
step up for ghosting, right? There's ghosting and then breadcrumbing.
Yeah, breadcrumbing is like dropping the breadcrumbs so that you'll still keep follow. And then ghosting is they disappear. But and actually that could be another thing, is that the man pulls away and she thinks he's totally ghosted her, and then all of a sudden he reappears like 3 weeks later and says, "Hey, how's it going? Want to go out?" Or, what are you up to? And that shows he's not really that serious about you or taking things to the next stage, which brings me to my next point, is when you first start dating a man and things are going really, really well, is it should naturally progress to the next level, to the next level. And here's what I mean by that is, when you first start dating, you may not be exclusive, but like you said, wouldn't that be great if you knew like every Thursday we're going to get together? And maybe it's not that specific, but maybe you knew every weekend you guys were going to get together, have plans, spend the weekend together. That is elevating it to the next level, progressing to the next level, and that you may not see each other during the week, but again, he texts you, he calls you on a daily basis, he calls you first thing in the morning or texts you first thing in the morning, good morning, and then he calls you at night to make sure how your day went and just to talk. And you feel that connection, you start feeling more of a deeper emotional connection. You feel that he cares. You feel like he really wants to get to know you, the things that are important to you. But also, then he starts talking about, again, progressing things to the next level of, oh, you know what? Marjorie, I would love for you to meet my really good friends. We're going out next week, or they're having a beach barbecue. I would love for you to come. Or maybe his family is having some sort of event that he wants you to come to. Trust me, if a man is not interested in you, he will not invite you to family get-togethers or friend get-togethers. He will just say, "I'm going to this thing, I'll catch you next weekend," and he won't invite you. So you will know if a man is interested.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask your opinion as a professional. It just, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but when you kind of are worried, like, okay, now I feel like he's stringing me along a little bit, but you really had a connection, you really like him, you want to give him the benefit. Like, at what point do you say, I got to move on? I mean, because something could be going on. I mean, would you say you would you, in those situations, would you say, hey, I haven't heard from you, what's going on? Or would you just kind of cut your losses? I mean, what's your opinion on situations like that?
It's not so cut and dry, and here's why. Is number one, I always recommend that women should date multiple men. Don't, as my mom used to say, don't put all your eggs in one basket until you're exclusive, right? And by the way, ladies, do not assume you are exclusive. You are not exclusive until you have the conversation. So it's super important for women to just keep dating multiple men. And if he steps up to the plate, great. If he doesn't, you have other men in the mix. Now, that being said, to answer your question of when do you cut your losses, that it's going to be depend, quite honestly. And here's what I mean by that. If you start to feel like, I really like this man, but he's just not showing up, I wouldn't just end it right there. If you've been dating for a while and you really like him, why not go out on a limb at this point and just say, "Hey, John, I feel like we're not really aligned or we're not really in sync. I'm just curious, what are you looking for? Like, are you looking for a serious relationship or are you just looking to have fun?" Because you could find out that he's not looking for anything serious. He's like, "No, I just want to have fun. I don't want a serious relationship right now in my life." And that would tell you a lot. But I would say go out on a limb before you cut your losses because you may find out something that will tell you a lot. And it will also, and you don't want to move on without feeling like you don't have closure because when women don't have closure, it's very hard for them to move on.
Oh, that is such a good point. And I think that, like in a nutshell, we deserve to feel good about the way the relationship's going. And it should be natural. We shouldn't ever, I mean, we did that enough in high school. We shouldn't sit home and go, "Oh, why hasn't he called?" and be all desperate. And and if we have other prospects or just kind of, practicing for the sport of it, like we can date other people. I think that kind of keeps us out of that, like, one option. He's my one chance. It's like, no, that's not how it should be. Because I forgot the way you worded it, but when we did another episode, you talked about we need to go into it like, I'm the catch, like, I'm the prize. I forgot what you said about that, but we need to really, and that's hard for some women. To go with that perspective, but and not like in a cocky way, but in a self-confidence way. And then if it doesn't work out, that's the way it goes. But I think that, and that's I know that's way easier to say than to do when it's matters of the heart. Trust me, I know that. But I think that we definitely are too old to be playing games. I mean, that stuff should not be happening, not because of our age, it's just because we deserve better than that. But yeah, I think if we have the approach like, I'm a great catch. Like somebody would be lucky to spend their lives with me, and I'm going to be a great partner for somebody and have that mentality. And if somebody doesn't give you that respect, I mean, that's what it is. It's the time and the respect. And like you said, maybe it's just, I love the word alignment. Maybe it's just the wrong timing. And he's a great guy and you're a great woman, but you want different things. That's okay. Don't force it when it's not natural.
Exactly. So the thing that I say, Marjorie, is to stand in your power and become the chooser.
That's it.
And I love that you point out this isn't about being, self-absorbed or being cocky about it. That's not what I'm saying. Is, be confident in who you are and what you have to offer a man, right? And if he doesn't make time for you, then that's okay. He's the wrong man for you. But you're right. Why should we play games at this point in our life? Who has time for that? And who wants to do that? If he doesn't have time, it's like, let's just be honest with each other. Do we want the same things? If we don't, that's okay. But I have to move on to someone else who does want to make time for this, right?
And again, just with feeling, it's the best time to trust our instincts because we have powerful instincts as women, number one. But it shouldn't be like, oh, this is our third date. We should have the talk about whether we're exclusive or whether it's this or that. That shouldn't be like all on you and you're pressured, and so you don't show up because you're nervous. And it needs to be again when when there's an attraction, some kind of chemistry. Again, when you find yourself thinking about him, like, oh, that was really funny he said that, or that's so cool that he, calls his mom every week, or whatever it is that grabs your heart. That should be like a natural progression, and both people have to want it. I mean, why would you want somebody who only calls you once every 3 weeks, and then it's kind of like, oh, did you not find anything better? So, I'm waiting for your call.
Well, and I love that you brought that up because that's actually one of the signs that a man's not really interested, that he is stringing you along, is that he always contacts you at the last minute for dates. Like, hey, Marjorie, what do you do? It's 3 o'clock here, and what are you doing in an hour? I'm in your neighborhood.
Right.
And not to say that you can't be spontaneous sometimes, because we all should be spontaneous every once in a while. But if every single time that he contacts you, it's always at the last minute, then that says a lot, because that means that you're not the first thought, you're the last thought all the time. And that's why he contacts you at the last minute.
Yeah, and don't tell yourself, well, at least he thought of me. I mean, it is cool if he was working and then his schedule opened up and you're the first thing he thought of, even if it was last minute. But we know, we always know. But I wanted to just to bring it back to the beginning. And besides social media, like, what do you think? Do you think we've just, being human beings, we've just complicated the whole process? Or do you think, I mean, I'm sure it's the whole thing with advertising and what's really ideal and these relationships that aren't, they seem like they're all blissful and it's just the highlight reel, but what else besides social media do you think has made it so complicated and so scary to date?
I think that, you bring up a really good point, is have we complicated things? And the answer is yes, we have. Because yes, with the advent of technology, and then you have online dating sites, and not just one online dating sites, there's a million, right? And the problem becomes is that we have too many options, right? And when we have too many options, I don't know about you, Marjorie, but when I have too many options, then I can't make a decision, right? And so a lot of people get that fear of FOMO thing, fear of missing out. And so then they could start dating someone, and then they're like, well, what if there's someone better out there for me, right? Not like in the olden days that you were like, this guy's great, I really like him, and you dated him and then you married him. It's, we have that fear. Is there somebody better? Is there someone, that I'm gonna have more of a connection with, or that's gonna treat me better? So we can make things a little bit more complicated than they have to be. Imagine that.
So the top signs you could tell if somebody is interested was they'll contact you more on a more regular basis. They'll actually want to date you. And then the third one was it naturally progresses. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it naturally progresses and you hear from them on a regular basis. But also, it's important to think about how he makes you feel when you're with him.
Great point.
How do you feel? Do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? And I don't mean just physically safe and secure, I mean emotionally safe and secure, right? Because that's how we create more of an emotional connection. But it's important to really think about also, how does he make me feel when we're not together? Like in between dates, am I still feeling emotionally secure, right? And safe? And do I feel like he's still there, right? Around me, even though he's not physically there. Right? Or do you feel like, oh God, I did, where'd he go? You should never feel like that if the relationship is progressing along at a natural level.
It just reminds me of like laying on the sofa listening to Journey when the lights go down in the city and I'm like, oh, I hope he stops by and you listen for his car to come down your street. I remember that vividly and just the heartache and not really know where he's at or what he's doing. This is like in 10th grade. And you're just desperate. And it's like that is the worst feeling in the world, is that sense of desperation.
Oh, I know. And like how you talk about when you were in the 10th grade, because we're around the same age, right? Is I remember like we didn't even have cell phones back then, right? I remember just looking at the phone going, oh my God, maybe I should check to see if it's unplugged or if it's working, right? And then you'd leave, right? And you'd go out and you had your answering machine with the tape in, and you'd come home and you're like, zero messages? And you're
Does this
like,
thing work?
I
I know.
know, I should double check, right? But
Oh, gosh.
now fast forward to today with our phones, it's still the same thing is, you know, is it working? Is it working? Why he hasn't texted me? Did he read the text? You know, it's funny, but it's important, you know, is sometimes we just have to relax into it, have fun with dating, and you know, not everyone's going to be the right man for us. Just know though, the right man will step up to the plate. He won't do the disappearing and reappearing act, you know. You'll hear from him on a consistent basis. He'll ask you out on a consistent basis, and you will feel that natural progression through the process. So, you know, I think that's important for women to realize.
And I think that, you know, we always forget too, this is just as awkward for men. You know, there are good men out there, but it's like, it's, you know, yeah, they can be cocky and confident, but it's still getting ready for your date or trying to say, oh, I called her Tuesday. Should I call her Thursday? I mean, I'm just, you know, they're probably having some of the same like insecurities. And that's why, you know, this topic is amazing. And I loved it because I think that we have a tendency to focus on the negatives and all the things that can go wrong with dating. And we need to stay aware of those signs to say, no, this is a go. This is good. Look for those positive signs and then maximize those as signals. I just think today's is so wonderful because it's kind of like, here's the things we can do wrong, but it's like, here's the things, don't have blinders on where it's like all the lights are green. So do you have any last tips for kind of maximizing or having our green light radar on when we're dating?
I love that you said that, the green light radar, because that's aligned with how I always try to think is let's look at the glass half full versus half empty. Instead of looking at, oh, all the things he's doing wrong, let's look at the green light signs so that we can progress. Because and if there aren't green lights, then that means there's either yellow or red lights. And if there's a lot of red or yellow lights, then that may be a sign for you to move on. Like Marjorie's waving goodbye. Yeah, that's what it means. And it's okay. It's okay. Not everybody is for everybody. And it's important for us to not take it personally.
Well, I know that you've actually created a cool way for us to increase our odds of finding a great match with your new, is it a new online, your master class? Yeah, it's a free class, everybody. The Secrets to Meet a Quality Man. So, Suzanne, take a second and tell us more about that and let the listeners know how they can get registered for it.
Sure. So it's a free masterclass that I have where I'm going to share with you if you're having a hard time meeting a quality man, I'm going to tell you number one, the number one way to meet a quality man. I'm also going to share with you if online dating is not working for you, why it may not be working for you, and how to turn it around. And ladies, by the way, it is not because there aren't any quality men online. There are, but you may be doing something wrong on your profile. So you definitely want to sign up for this free masterclass. If you're watching the video, you can click right here on the video. Or if you're listening to the podcast, you can just go to yournextamazingstory.com and it's at the very top of the homepage.
Great, great. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm gonna join that masterclass because I think that the tips that we learn when we're dating, we kind of need to remember those when we're married too. Like we still need to date our partners. You know, if I showed up as a girlfriend every day, I think things would be vastly different instead of, you know, settling into our roles. But that's for another episode, Suzanne. But thanks everyone for joining us today on the It's Never Too Late show. And hopefully this reminds you and gives you clues that it's not too late. The show is available in both video and podcast format and can be found at the same site where the masterclass sign up is, which is yournextamazingstory.com. Thanks, everybody.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation, get access to show notes, and get more amazing content.